This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller, and we are at the CloudCon Summit, and I'm with Chris Cameron, who's the president and CEO of Accenture. Chris, thank you for joining me today.
Well, thank you, Doug, for having me. I appreciate it.
So first of all, what is Accenture?
So Accenture is a cloud communications and software services provider. We're focused primarily on the SMB market, serving customers of 5 users to 500. We provide unified communications as a service, or UCaaS, cloud contact center, SMS, real-time messaging APIs, collaboration software, those really the full round suite of communication services to businesses. And we like to focus on that 5 to 500 user base because we feel that there's a lot of conversation around the enterprise in our market, and rightfully so, but that 5 to 500 user base has their own unique needs, almost like they're their own vertical market, and they are looking for a provider that understands those needs and can relate to them.
Now, how long have you guys been out there doing this?
So Accenture was actually founded in 1991, and we have our roots as a integrator reseller of on-prem PBXs.
That's it.
Yep. And about 6 years ago, we made the commitment to build out our own cloud infrastructure and our own cloud offering and actually make that move from integrator and reseller to provider. And it's been tremendous. Gives us the opportunity to participate in events like this, and really opens up a whole new realm of services and technology that we can offer, and also move from our roots, which is in kind of Ohio in the Midwest, out to a national services base as well.
Now, back in the day, were you guys selling Avaya or Cisco or that type of thing?
So back in the day, we were way far back. We were actually one of the largest Fujitsu installers, resellers.
Okay. Yeah. Hence the SMB.
Yeah, absolutely. And then in 2003 or so, we became a ShoreTel reseller integrator. And that's really when we learned VoIP really well. And we had this great institutional knowledge of networks, telephony, VoIP. And around 2013, 2014, we were looking around at the industry, and we were kind of faced with what we knew was an impending shift in the market and in the industry. And we had two options. We could either continue to resell and represent somebody else's product, or we could build our own, and we could establish our own brand and our own service. And so we wanted to make that switch and make that change, and we did so. And we're really excited about it. It's been great. It's been had tremendous growth over the last 3 or 4 years, and in our cloud market, we still actually have a base of on-premise customers that we support. We love our on-premise installed ShoreTel customers. We've actually done quite a bit to either implement VoIP services like SIP trunking to those customers, but also migrate those customers to our cloud services as well.
Now, what have you been doing here at this summit?
So we're here at the summit as an attendee, as part of the, looking to see kind of best practices, get the take on the market from the Cavell Group and the CCA, and, just kind of meet people and kind of understand where the market is going. We think we know where it is and where it's going, but it's always nice to kind of get third-party validation or understand, maybe get some insights in best practices or market movement, from other folks. And it's a great place to network and meet and collaborate. As much as we compete with a lot of the attendees here, it's a very collaborative, it's a very small industry to begin with. And I feel like it's a very collaborative sense. Nobody here at the summit in any way, shape, or form is kind of guarded about discussions or anything like that. So it's great in that regard.
And the way they did it this year at inside the little, no, I don't want to say expo hall, but sort of a demonstration hall, everybody gets the same space. There's no dominant kind of an interesting message.
Yeah. We've all been to events where there's a primary sponsor and they run the content and they run the show.
Right.
And I always appreciate the events where we are actually a sponsor and attendee. It's great when we can get that same experience. And, I think as an attendee, it's great to see that as well, where you can walk through and really, too, really low pressure as well. Nobody's here trying to overwhelm and really push their message. So, again, really, really collaborative and, very, almost like family, small-knit kind of, experience.
I mean, you don't meet everyone here, but you meet a lot of people. You have the time to do it, too.
You do, yeah. And you need to kind of be outgoing a little bit as well. And you know, sometimes you have to walk up to people and say, hey, I'm so-and-so.
Right.
You know, what do you do and whatnot. But you do have a lot of opportunity to meet folks, whether they be other providers or analysts or folks like yourself, content providers in the industry and manufacturers. So there's a great mix of people.
Did you find a lot of value at this conference?
We did. We do. Yes. I'm here with one of my business partners, and we attended last year for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And this year we came back, and we wanted to kind of understand, where do we see investment? Where do we see trends in the industry? And obviously, it's been a big focus on collaboration, mobile, etc. But I've been really excited by all the analysts that I've spoken to about how when I tell them that we are primarily SMB focused in that 5 to 500 space, which depending on who you talk to, 500 may not be SMB, but
right.
You know, if you talk to Cisco, that's SMB. I've been really
all
excited.
Perspective.
Exactly. I've been really excited about that analyst reinforcement of, yeah, the SMB is looking for kind of some of the things that we want to provide to them.
Right. So first of all, you know, who are your customers? Who do you sell to directly?
So we sell to a variety of different verticals. We aren't really vertically focused, but we have, a strong base of professional services organizations, manufacturing, actually banking and finance, medical. So it's kind of across the board, schools, K-12, government as well. And but again, kind of focusing back on that 5 to 500 space, we feel that many of those customers, when they are working with larger providers, large telcos, large service providers, whatever the case may be, they feel a bit undervalued.
Mm-hmm.
And we like to say that we're big enough to deliver but small enough to care. And when a customer calls into us, whether it be for support or a question about billing or just, you know, a product inquiry, they're not just a billing account number. They're an actual valued customer.
They're a real, yeah.
They're a real person.
Right.
They run a real business, whether it's 10 users or 100 users. And, you know, I know a lot of our customers. And our technical team and our support team know a lot of those customers by name. They know how they're doing. So when Bill from Bill from XYZ Manufacturing calls in, they understand how to support him. But that shouldn't be at a they shouldn't receive that level of service at a cost maybe of less features or less reliability. So you've got to be able to deliver that full UCaaS feature set, mobile, collaboration, contact center, high level of reliability, but bring that customer service approach to. Many of our customers were actually migrating from key systems and on-prem systems, and many of them don't want to give up that desk phone with their line appearances and their BLF keys and park and hold and voicemail and transfer and all those things. So as great as all the collaboration software that we provide is, that desk phone experience and translating it from that on-premise to that cloud experience, that desk phone still has to be there with that robust feature set.
Right.
And so that's really a lot of what our value prop is to our customer base.
We've heard a lot about that this week, that, it's very important how you onboard, how that's executed.
Yeah.
And that we, companies, service providers, continue to offer services that are familiar to the actual end users, the end-to-end user, the actual person
taking the call.
Actual employees.
Yeah. And it can't be just, here's a link to a training doc.
Right.
Or here's a video. Now, that information and those supporting materials are great to kind of warm people up or after the fact reinforce. We feel very strongly that onboarding experience has to be personalized to that customer or they can't relate. So whether it be in-person training during deployment or via webinar, maybe at an arm's length, that training experience with a live phone that's configured to fit that customer's design is extremely important and adds a lot of value.
So, Chris, as we wrap it up, but, you know, do you feel you've got any tools from the conference that, you know, you'll go home and it was really useful to your company?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, not only meeting some new vendors and some new, you know, kind of organizations that might be able to help us kind of move our product and move our service forward and help assist our customers more, but also kind of, maybe having a resources available from the Cowell Group or other analysts that can help us with, crafting our market direction in the future. or you know, where we should be investing our time and resources. So I think, you know, if there's anybody that's thinking about, they're a provider and they were wanting to learn more about or just, you know, kind of get more established in the industry or spread their wings a bit, I think the CloudComm Summit is a great place to do that.
It's really good to get out of the office and get that other perspective, right?
Yeah, you can get blinders, you know, just sitting in your office every day kind of eating your own dog food. You have to get out and kind of see what everybody else is doing as well.
I thought they did a good job with speakers who, I don't want to say shook people up, but you know, kind of made them a little bit aware of, hey, there's great things we do, but there's room for improvement for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not challenging your organization and yourself to improve, you're going to get overtaken by your competition really quickly. And that message is clear here. And I think that you know, the CloudComm Alliance does a great job of challenging each other in the organization. And it's done so through a lens of wanting to help everybody improve and not to criticize or to, you know, compete.
Bash anybody's product, right.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's cooperative.
Co-opetition.
Co-opetition, cooperative model, yeah.
Absolutely. Telecom was built on that.
Absolutely, it really was.
Yeah.
So, Chris, where can we learn more about Accent?
Yeah, so on our website, accentvoice.com is a great place where you can learn about our product. We actually have an online sign-up tool, which is really easy to get started real quick. And you can follow us on Twitter at Accent Voice. You can check us out on LinkedIn and at YouTube, where we actually have quite a bit of educational material at youtube.com/accentvoice as well.
Terrific. Well, thank you very much for your time, and we look forward to talking to you in the future.
All right. Thanks, Doug.